listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Peter Dutton is in WA looking at potential sites for a nuclear reactor to be built. Collie's state-owned coal power station will be retired by 2030, but the opposition leader on the ABC is remaining tight-lipped as to whether he wants that to be the site for nuclear.
Obviously, we're looking at sites where you've got a brownfield site where there is a coal-fired generator now that's coming to end of life. And there's one in Collie, and we'll make an announcement in relation to the locations in due course.
The 8th annual Ringtail Possum Tally is currently underway. Residents across the southwest and Great Southern are encouraged to record their nightly sightings of the critically endangered species to help track population numbers. Nicole Lincoln from GeoCatch says the tally helps with species conservation.
Every recording from the community becomes a dot on a map in a statewide database. So that's important for future planning and future conservation projects and for us to keep an eye on population trends in the local area.
Medical professionals in Albany who rely on same-day results could be impacted by a lab closure. Western Diagnostics stopping its pathology lab services, leaving the centre to operate purely as a collection point. It means Path West is the town's last standing lab to process results. And the verdict is in. Charlie and Daisy are WA's most popular dog names. That's according to this year's RSPCA WA Pet Census, with Max and Tilly topping the list for cats. In sport, a huge season opener for the Ongerup Football Association at the weekend. Lake Grace claiming an easy 64-point win over Jerramungup. Regan Smith a standout with 6 goals. While Narangarup claimed a round one victory over Newdgate, 88-58. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.